CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Hello, again.
Mm-hmm. And did you get a chance to see a movie this week?
I did.
Good.
Somehow I usually do get a chance. Mm-hmm. Well, I make a point of...
Yeah, you make an effort
going to see. And sometimes there are... Like, there's an embarrassment of riches. There are several movies that I really want to see, all playing at the same time. And this week, that wasn't the case.
Okay.
I did, however, go to see a movie called Long Shot with Charlize Theron, who is wonderful, as it turns out, and her and Seth Rogen, who I am not... I'm not super fond of his comedy. He's done some quite funny things. He usually strikes me as kind of sophomoric. There's a lot of his humor seems to revolve around his penis. So this movie was not an exception to that rule. It kind of covers the story of Seth, who's a bit of a jlub. He always plays jlubs because I think his range is not strong enough for him to play a suave guy. And he is a speechwriter who's, well, he becomes a speechwriter, although he's actually an out-of-work journalist, who's very radical and very kind of leftist, which is fine. And he's hired by the Secretary of State, who is played by Charlize Theron, and her name is Charlotte Field. So Charlotte hires him to be her speechwriter, and they know each other from when they were kids. They're like, there's like a 3-year age gap.
Okay.
And when he was, say, 13 and she was 16, she would babysit for him. It's a neighbor. So they had an immediate connection. And the movie goes on to show how the relationship works with having him write her speeches, and she is very principled, highly principled. She's in the process of shepherding a massive environmental bill through, where was it seas, trees, and bees will all be protected. And this is in her job as Secretary of State, and the president is actually an actor who for years played a president on television, and he deemed that this was enough experience to actually be the president.
Okay.
And I think we can all think of a few people like the president from The West Wing. Everybody actually thought he should run because he was that good a president. But anyway, so this particular president has decided he will not run. In fact, he's going to leave office before his term is up in order to pursue a career in the movies, which he feels is far more important than being the president. So he's actually kind of he's quite a funny character. His name is Bob Odenkirk, his real name, and he's actually very good. The supporting cast is generally excellent. What can I say? It's a comedy with a kind of a message about... sticking to your principles, even though often the powers that be say, look, if you want us to support you, you're going to have to make some changes in this giant bill that you're trying to get through. And she's now gone all over the world with Seth Rogen, her speechwriter, trying to muster support for the bill, not just in the U.S., but in the world. Which leads to some funny, quite funny situations. There are some really kind of laugh out loud funny moments. In general, I thought it was amusing. It was probably the first half was better than the second half. And yeah, there is, you know, the message is there. Like, don't compromise unless you have no choice. And even then, like, still don't compromise. I just thought it was a bit sort. I think sophomoric is not a bad way to put it. But what was quite quite fun to see was the comic talents, comedic talents of Charlize Theron. I think most people see her as just gorgeous. She is spectacularly beautiful, and she usually plays characters who are not funny characters. They don't have a lot of humor, but they're beautiful. And in this case, she does fine in being in a comedic role. So that was a bit of a revelation. So, do I recommend it? Yes and no.
Okay. Yes and no.
Yes and no. It is. It's pretty funny in parts. I went to see it with my husband, who really didn't like it. He said there were a few funny moments, but not enough to warrant getting out and going to the movies. So, but I guess I liked it more than he did. But it's a romantic comedy, a rom-com with political overtones. And I looked on the Rotten Tomatoes site to see how audiences and critics were looking at it, and pretty good. It's an 82% approval rating from the critics, which gives it a certified fresh rating on the tomato meter, and 72% of the audience enjoyed it, which is a little lower than I would have thought. But so, if you like comedies, if you like Seth Rogen, and certainly if you like Charlize Theron and you want to see a completely different picture of what she can do, then yeah, go and see it. It's you won't find it a movie that you'll remember for years and years and years, but it is cute. Some of the critics have called it clever, and I didn't find it terribly clever. I should mention before, I'm sorry, this is a long spiel about a movie. It was filmed in Montreal. The bulk of it was filmed in Montreal. So every once in a while you will see, oh, I remember that from Montreal. Mm-hmm. And B, one of the main supporting characters is the Swedish actor who plays a Justin Trudeau type character. Mm-hmm. And he's the head of Canada. He's Canada's prime minister. And he's got all these Justin Trudeau things going on. He's very good looking, and he's kind of, you know, very concerned about his appearance. And so that was kind of just a funny little aside. And he appears in the movie several times. He's more like, it was pointed out, his behavior in the movie is probably more like his father than the actual Justin. But he looked a lot like Justin, and he always had his little Canadian flag on his lapel. So anyway, that was cute. So go see it, have fun, or don't.
Okay.
Other movies, The Maison, presently. There is a kids movie called Ugly Dolls, and it's... I read a review which was like uniformly negative. Unless you're, you know, like 5 or 6 years old and it's the kind of movie you'd go and see. But everybody who saw it basically said, this movie is awful. And they're just trying to sell a whole lot of like Hasbro type toys. And it's got a sledgehammer message about if you don't fit in, if you're not a really beautiful on the outside, then you're doomed, and you can't succeed. Anyway, it just sounds like, ooh, okay, so not for me. Maybe for people who do have small kids and they don't mind getting a whole lot of advertising about buying toys directed to them. So the critics and the audiences have not been kind to this movie, and I can sort of see why.
Yeah, can understand why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Other movies that are there, and one is called The Intruder, about somebody who sells a young couple a house and then kind of doesn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it gets more and more creepy as time goes on, and he doesn't leave. So I haven't seen that one, and I will not make a point of going to see it because it holds zero interest for me. And just to mention that the Avengers Endgame, of course, is still there. And there's many, many showings in English. So, but word to the wise, don't wait too long because those many, many showings in English could disappear very quickly. And suddenly it's still there, but it's only in French. So that would be one I recommend. Yes, it's 3 hours long. And yes, there's a cast of thousands of Marvel superheroes. But it's still entertaining. And you don't have to be a Marvel geek to enjoy it. So that is one that I would recommend. And what's coming soon, and by soon I mean Friday of this week, there is films to come. There is a Pikachu. I said, what on earth is Pikachu? He's a Pokemon detective.
Okay, that's so weird, yeah.
Some people will know right away what Pikachu means. I didn't. So I looked it up, and I spoke with my younger son who lives locally, and he said, oh, I'm definitely going to see that one. Mm. Okay, maybe not with me, but feel free. And it's a Pokemon movie where you have animated characters and I think real characters, and everybody seems to get along really well, Pokemons and not Pokemons, in a city which has humans and Pokemons living together. I may or may not get to see that one, depending on whether I choose to go with my son or not, but it's one that clearly Pokemon people will flock to. And there are many Pokemon people out there.
I think so.
People who love Pokemon will go see this movie. Let's see what else we have here. The one that I am looking forward to and going to see. It's a remake, kind of a remake or a reboot. It's called The Hustle. And from what I read, it may not be an official remake, but it is certainly very much based on a movie from quite a few years ago. Called Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, about hustlers in Europe who were very sophisticated and very good at what they did, and they were very funny. It was a great movie, but it goes back to, it must be easily go back to the 70s. And this is a new take on it, and it has Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson starring as the two leads. One is an accomplished, suave, sophisticated, skilled hustler, and the other one is Rebel Wilson, who is just new to the game, and she needs to be introduced to all the tricks of the trade by the Anne Hathaway character. So I think I will like it just because I enjoyed the first one from years and years ago. I enjoyed that one a lot, and beautiful, generally speaking, beautiful locations. You know, they tend to ply their trade in places like the French Riviera and other, hot spots for the rich and famous in Europe. So there will be that to lend a little appeal for me anyway. So that's called The Hustle, and that also is starting on Friday, May 10th. So maybe I'll see you there, maybe I won't.
Okay.
Not much else to say about the local movies. There's, as I say, doesn't seem to be a week when they just have a huge number of movies that I would really like to see. I sort of had to force myself to go and see the Long Shot last night.
Okay.
I said, well, I'll see how this works. And it was okay.
Good.
Okay, so that's it for this week.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.